John has been in robes for over 41 years and has been the abbot and is the abbot of Wat Metta, or Metta Forest Monastery in San Diego County, California, for over 24 years now. And as you can see by the vast collection of books at the back, Ajahn is the most prolific translator of the teachings of the elders and the foremost author on Buddha books of the Thai forest tradition. And you know, some people have to travel hundreds of miles, thousands of miles, to hear the words of the Buddha. And we are so fortunate and so blessed here in Victoria that Ajahn Jeff and Tan Salo have made the trip from San Diego all the way to Victoria to bring the Buddha's teachings to life just for us. So with a bow of gratitude, I turn the weekend over to Ajahn.
Thank you. Before the retreat started, I was sitting in the back of the room and realizing that it's a very different experience sitting in the back of the room and sitting in front of the room. Anyone want to change places? I thought we should start first with a guided meditation, and then we get into the topic of the Eightfold Path. So close your eyes, place your hands in your lap, and think thoughts of goodwill. Goodwill is a wish for happiness, a wish for true happiness. This is why we practice. Because a true happiness is something that's solid and something that is also blameless. It has to come from within, which means that your true happiness doesn't have to conflict with anyone else's true happiness. So goodwill is a thought that you can extend not only to yourself, but also without contradiction to all living beings. So first think, may I be truly happy? And think about what that means. Happiness doesn't come floating through the air. It comes from your actions. So the wish for true happiness means, may I understand the causes for true happiness and have the strength and willingness to act on them. And then extend that same thought to others. People who are close to your heart, your family, very close friends. May they find true happiness too. And then spread those thoughts out in ever-widening circles. People you know well and like. People you like, even though you don't know them so well. People you're more neutral about. And people you don't like. Remember that the world would be a much better place if everyone could find true happiness within. Spread thoughts of goodwill to people you don't even know. And not just people, living beings of all kinds, east, west, north, south, above and below, out to infinity. May we all find true happiness in our hearts. Now bring your attention to the breath. Take a couple of good long, deep in and out breaths. And notice where you feel the breathing process in the body. Because when we talk about focusing on the breath, it's not so much the air coming in and out through the nose, but the general sense of energy flow as you breathe in, as you breathe out. Which is one of the many levels of energy that there are in the body. And if long breathing feels good, keep it up. If it doesn't feel good, you can change the rhythm and texture. Make the breath shorter, deeper, more shallow, heavier, lighter, faster, slower. Any combination of those. To see what feels right for the body right now. If you're feeling tired, try to breathe in a way that's more energizing. If you're feeling tense, try to breathe in a way that's more relaxed. If thoughts come wandering into the mind, you don't have to catch them. Just let them wander on. You stay with the sensation of the breathing. If you find that you have wandered away from the breath, just drop the thought and you'll be right back here. Each time you come back, reward yourself with a breath that feels especially good. And then, of course, why stop at one? Keep breathing in ways that feel especially gratifying to the body. That way you feel more inclined to want to come back to the breath. Now, as the breath gets more comfortable, there is a tendency to drop the breath and go for the comfort. In which case, you've lost the foundation for the comfort. So to counteract that tendency, the next step in the breath meditation is to try to be aware of the whole body as you breathe in, the whole body as you breathe out. And a good way to build up to that is to go through the body first, section by section. Acquaint yourself with how the breath energy feels in different parts of the body. A good place to start is down around the navel. Locate that part of the body in your awareness and watch it for a while as you breathe in, breathe out, to see what kind of breathing feels good there. If you feel any tension or tightness or sensation of blockage in that part of the body, allow it to relax or to dissolve away. So no new tension builds up as you breathe in and you don't hold on to any tension as you breathe out. Now bring your attention up to the solar plexus, the area right in front of the stomach, and follow the same three steps there. In other words, one, locate that part of the body in your awareness. Two, watch it for a while as you breathe in, breathe out to see what rhythm of breathing feels best there. And then three, if there's any tension or tightness in that part of the body, allow it to relax and see if you can keep it relaxed all the way through the in-breath, all the way through the out. Now bring your attention to the middle of the chest and follow the same steps there. Now bring attention to the base of the throat and follow the same steps there. And bring attention to the middle of the head. As you breathe in, think of the energy coming in not only through the nose, but also through the eyes and the ears. In from the back of the head, down from the top of the head. Going deep into the brain. And then as you breathe out, think of it radiating out from the head in all directions. Dissolving away any bands of tension you may feel around the forehead, and the jaws, the back of the neck. Bring your focus to the back of the neck. As you breathe in, think of the energy entering there and going down through the shoulders and the arms out to the tips of the fingers. And as you breathe out, think of it radiating out from all those parts of the body into the air. And as you get more sensitive to these parts of the body, if you notice you're holding more tension in one side than the other, allow that side to relax. And see if you can keep it relaxed all the way through the in-breath, all the way through the out. Now keeping your attention focused to the back of the neck, this time as you breathe in, think of the energy going down both sides of the spine, all the way to the tailbone. And as you breathe out, think of it radiating out from the entire back into the air. And again, if you notice more tension in one side of the back than the other, allow that to relax. So just to bring things into balance. Now focus your attention at the base of the spine, and as you breathe in, think of the energy entering there from the back and then going down through the hips, the legs, down to the tips of the toes. And as you breathe out, think of it radiating out from all those parts of the body into the air. And again, as you get more sensitive to the legs, and like this way, if you hold that one is holding more tension than the other, or if there's more tension, say, in the right hip than the left, allow the side with the most tension to relax, to bring things into balance, and see if you can keep it relaxed as you breathe in, as you breathe out. And that completes one cycle in the survey of the body. If you were meditating on your own, you could start at the navel and go through the body again as many times as you like. But for right now, choose any one spot in the body that seems most congenial. Allow your attention to settle there. And then from that spot, spread out to fill the whole body. So you're aware of the whole body as you breathe in, the whole body as you breathe out. Your awareness will have a tendency to shrink, especially on the out-breath. So remind yourself each time you breathe in, whole body. Each time you breathe out, whole body. And allow the breath to find whatever rhythm feels most congenial. Your only responsibility right now is to maintain this sense, but centered, but broad awareness. It's healing for the body, healing for the mind. And because it's centered, but all around, it provides a good foundation for insight to arise. So this is the foundation. Make sure the foundation is solid. Before you leave meditation, stop and think about the past session. At what point was the mind most solid? At what point did it have the greatest sense of ease? Can you remember what you did leading up to that point? Where were you focused? How was the breath? Try to remember that so you can try to recreate it the next time you sit down. And sometimes you'll find you get the same results and sometimes not. But that just means you have to be more observant the next time around. It's in reflecting on your meditation in this way that it becomes a skill. Then think about whatever sense of peace or ease you felt during the past session and dedicate it to others. Either specific people you know are suffering right now or to all living beings in all directions. And see if you can carry that attitude of universal goodwill from your meditation out into the world as you leave meditation. And then finally remind yourself that even though your eyes are open and your visual field is beginning to take over, you can still be sensitive to the breath, energy in the body. So you can keep in touch with it as you go through the day. If you find any tension suddenly building up in the body, use the breath energy to relax it. And when you get knocked off of your awareness of the breath energy, notice what it is that knocks you off. That'll give you a good clue to the ways in which the mind can distract itself. So you can be more resistant the next time around. And with those thoughts in mind, you can open your eyes.